بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد وعن ابي الدرداء رضي الله عنه ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من شيء اثقل في ميزان المؤمن يوم القيامه من خلق حسن وان الله يبغض الفاحش البذيء. ابو الدرداء رضي الله عنه reports that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is nothing that is more weightier in the scales of a believer on the day of qiyamah than good character. There is nothing more weightier and heavier on the scales of a believer on the day of Qiyamah than good character. This itself should make us understand the importance of good character. If we want to have a'mal that are weighty on the scales, then we need to present ourselves with good character. Allah give us tawfiq. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues and says, Allah ta'ala hates a person that is rude and speaks with indecency. Allah ta'ala hates. Imagine this word is used here. Both, yubghid. Allah ta'ala hates. Now we want Allah ta'ala's love. We don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to dislike us and to hate us. Therefore, if we want Allah ta'ala to love us and not to dislike us, then we should choose our words carefully and make sure we speak correctly and also we behave correctly. In the next hadith, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about certain actions. Which actions will be the cause of most people entering into Jannat? And also, which actions will be the greatest cause for people entering into the fire of Jahannam? What a wonderful question. Which will be those actions that will be the greatest cause for people entering Jannat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said two things. Taqwa Allah, piety, wa husnul khuluq, and good character. Because of these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put people into Jannah. So these are qualities that we need to aspire and we need to acquire. We need to aspire for them, acquire them. Taqwa Allah, where will we get this taqwa? We will get it in the company of the people of taqwa, of the people of piety. That is the summary of how to get taqwa. Wa husnul khuluq, and good character. Similarly also, by being in the company of people of good character, then we will learn these qualities. Everybody has different qualities, but when we will see one quality more in someone, for example, we will see the quality of kindness in someone, the quality of respect, the quality of truthfulness, of bashfulness. We see all these qualities in someone, then it will have an effect on us. So to be in the company of people of good character, likewise, to be in the company of people of bad character has an effect. There's a hadith for that also. That a person is in the company of people of bad character. Someone is swearing all the time, and one day we'll start swearing. Someone is being immoral and immodest, then one day we will start doing that. So the way to acquire taqwa and good character, the easy way is to be in the company of the pious people of taqwa that have good character, and to learn about the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and slowly try and recognize where I am falling short in my life and how I can improve. And then the second part, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked about those actions will be the greatest cause for people entering into the fire of Jahannam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the mouth and the private parts. The mouth referring to the words that a person speaks, and also referring to the food and what a person consumes, eating haram and speaking wrong things. Wal farj, and engaging in haram acts with the private parts, engaging in zina. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you can guarantee me two things, I guarantee you Jannat. Guarantee me that you will protect what is between your jaws, your tongue, and guarantee me that you will protect what is between your legs, your private parts, and I will guarantee you Jannat. Allah give us tawfiq.